Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 28th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Tricuspid regurgitation, standardized stepwise workup from referral to expert heart valve center. A standardized stepwise workup for tricuspid regurgitation was described, guiding patients from referral to an expert heart valve center. Optimal therapy selection for tricuspid regurgitation requires an integrated and systematic approach. This approach considers the condition's etiology, disease stage, comorbidities, operative risk, and anatomical feasibility. Recent advances in surgical and transcatheter interventions have renewed focus on tricuspid regurgitation, a common condition historically associated with poor outcomes. Article number 2. Atrial fibrillation density as a biomarker for ischemic stroke risk prediction. This study evaluated the association between atrial fibrillation density and ischemic stroke, investigating whether this temporal episode distribution improves risk stratification compared to atrial fibrillation burden. The research utilized data from two U.S. cohorts of patients with cardiac implantable electronic devices that were remotely monitored by the Veterans Health Administration. Atrial fibrillation density was considered as a potentially more clinically relevant and prognostically important biomarker than traditional classifications based on episode duration or cumulative burden. Article number 3. Coronary autoregulation, the complex interplay between epicardial and microvascular resistance. Coronary autoregulation maintains stable blood flow in the coronary circulation, despite fluctuations in myocardial perfusion pressure, provided metabolic demands remain constant. The dynamic modulation of microvascular resistance within the coronary microcirculation determines coronary blood flow and is central to this regulatory process. This intrinsic mechanism enables the coronary vasculature to adapt to variations in aortic pressure and epicardial resistance. Article number 4. Diuretic resistance risk and the efficacy of natriuresis-guided diuretic therapy in acute heart failure, post-hoc analysis from the PUSH-AHF trial. A post-hoc analysis from the PUSH-AHF trial evaluated the efficacy of natriuresis-guided diuretic therapy in patients with acute decompensated heart failure at risk of diuretic resistance. Diuretic resistance is common in acute decompensated heart failure and is associated with residual congestion and poor prognosis. The study identified diuretic resistance risk using the BAN-ADHF score, which incorporates blood urea nitrogen, creatinine, natriuretic peptide levels, atrial fibrillation, diastolic blood pressure, hypertension, and home diuretics. Article number 5. When coverage is not accessed, a heart transplant recipient's perspective on everolimus, FDA labeling, and the problem of ghost approval. This perspective piece introduced the concept of ghost approval, where a technically approved medication remains financially or logistically inaccessible to the patient. It highlights that access to immunosuppressive therapy is essential for long-term survival in heart transplant recipients. A first-person experience with everolimus, an MTOR inhibitor, exemplified this issue, noting its lack of a U.S. Food and Drug Administration indication for heart transplantation contributed to access challenges. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.